welcome to International Report. In Mexico, self-defense lessons are becoming increasingly popular among women. Providing more than just physical techniques, they address the reality of living as a woman in a country where they face increasing violence. More than 3,500 women were killed in Mexico in 2018. That's a 65% rise in 3 years. And the second report of a four-part series on women in Mexico. Alex Hardy went to a class in Mexico to meet the women who have decided to take their own security in charge.
We are in a small sports club in the heart of La Roma, a trendy Mexico City neighborhood. 8 women have gathered for their bi-weekly sports lesson. But instead of fitness or yoga, which are currently all the rage in the Mexican capital, they are taking self-defense lessons with a collective named Comando Colibri. The first exercise is about learning how to hit your opponent with your elbows and knees if he tries to immobilize you. The girls get in pairs and start practicing the moves on each other. The teacher is Sabina Diaz, a Mexican transgender woman who has been studying martial arts for more than a decade.
Men usually give self-defense classes. The problem is the violence men are faced with is not the same as the violence that women experience. The priority is not to defend ourselves against the typical bad guy they show on TV hiding in a dark alley. A majority of aggressions come from our partner, our relatives, at work, at a party. It happens when you're not on guard, but taking self-defense classes can help you react.
Elena has come for a trial lesson. She has decided to learn self-defense because she doesn't like being vulnerable, she says.
I think it's important that we as women feel safe, strong and empowered, although it shouldn't be our responsibility. The state should be the one ensuring everyone's safety. Still, we live in a dangerous context. The murder and rape statistics are alarming.
For her classmate Laura, who's been taking classes ever since she moved from Tijuana to Mexico City a year ago, it's been a radical change. She shares more during the group session that follows each class.
I came here and thought, I'm going to get assaulted, I'm going to get raped. I was afraid every time I had to go out. I've lived in fear all my life, but after months of coming here to train, one night I was walking across a park and suddenly I realized I wasn't afraid. Never in my life had I felt such a thing. Of course, I'm still scared a lot of the time, but now I know that I can do something about it. It's literally changed my life.
But Comando Colibri is not just about punching, instructor Sabina insists. It is sustained by a feminist and political agenda for women to reclaim the spaces they are denied within society.
Spaces dedicated to women are scarce. Women come to Comando Colibri for some physical training, but with a theoretical feminist backbone in a trusted space. They fight, but they also take care of each other, and in the end, they grow up. Apart from self-defense, we've been working a lot on prevention and legal aspects. What is legitimate defense? How to react in front of a cop, a judge, providing legal advice? Something global that's more than just blows.
Luz has been coming twice a week for almost 2 years now. You can tell she's one of the historical students just by looking at the way she hits the dummy, swiftly. Fearlessly, Comando Colibri brought her support outside of the classroom too.
Almost a year ago, I had to press charges because I suffered violence. Comando Colibri provided emotional support and stayed with me at all times, while I was in the process of filing my complaint. This kind of assistance is also part of feminism.
Although the lessons are given in an upper-class neighborhood, which makes it safer to attend, the Comando has been making sure those who need it the most are not excluded.
Many women from other neighborhoods still come to class, but a lot of them say to us, you know, I live in this underprivileged area, and all the money I make goes into my rent. So as much as I would like to, I can't afford taking self-defense classes. So at the start of the year, we decided to award grants, and now we have 10 women benefiting from the program.
These last years, women's self-defense classes have been popping up everywhere in Mexico. As much as Sabina applauds it, she adds reflectively, "It's too bad it has to exist in the first place." For Radio France International, I'm Alex Hardy, reporting from Mexico City.